WRCL Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. Phil Nee has more all-conference news.
The Southwest Conference All-Conference Gymnastics teams have been announced. First team members include Madeline Klein and also Brooklyn Murphy of Dodgeville Mineral Point, Iowa Grant Highland, Madeline Fisher of Prairie du Chien and Fenimore, also Macy Gall of Platteville, Belmont, and Lancaster, and Anya Seferud of River Valley Barneveld. Those five also did very well throughout the competition, taking the first team honors in other events, including the all-around. Congratulations to those gymnastics teams. The conference champion this year was Dodgeville Mineral Point, Iowa Grant Highland, followed by Southwestern Co-op, Platteville Belmont Lancaster, Prairie du Chien Fenimore, and River Valley Barneveld. The Southwest Conference All-Conference Gymnastics team, the season wrapped up a couple of weeks ago at Wisconsin Rapids with the state gymnastics tournament. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Tonight is the final night of Richland Center Church League volleyball action, with the championship games being played. And at 6:30 tonight, Beulah Wesleyan versus the Mission. If the Mission wins the early game, the same two teams will be playing against each other at 7:15 to determine the champion. Then at 8, Grace Community 2 will go up against Richland Baptist Temple 2. If Baptist Temple wins the 8 o'clock game, the same two teams will play again at 8:45 to determine the champion. And those games will be played at the Community Center tonight. For more information about Church League volleyball, go to rcchurchleague.com. After missing more than a dozen games, Bucks shooting guard Chris Middleton could return to the lineup tonight against Sacramento. Coach Doc Rivers told reporters last weekend Middleton would be back today. His injuries has turned out to be much serious than it was believed originally. With Middleton out, and despite the presence of Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard, the Bucks offense has dropped off precipitously. Middleton won't be in midseason form, but he will have about a month to get there before the playoffs start. And in that game against Sacramento tonight, the tip-off is at 9 o'clock at Sacramento. And you can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 tonight, with the pregame starting at around 8:30. The Packers were the busiest team in the NFL free agency yesterday, even though the market doesn't officially open until Wednesday. The biggest move was signing a top safety available, Xavier McKinney, to a four-year deal worth $68 million. Stars like left tackle David Bakhtiari and running back Aaron Jones were released. Jones will be replaced by former Raiders running back Josh Jacobs. Offensive lineman John Runyon and Jr. signed with the Giants, and safety Darnell Savage signed with the Jaguars. The biggest move by another team was the four-year deal Atlanta signed with quarterback Kirk Cousins. And speaking of Aaron Jones, the Minnesota Vikings stayed aggressive in the free agency by adding former Green Bay running back Aaron Jones and a 2018 third overall draft pick, Sam Darnold, as a temporary replacement at quarterback. Jones was released by the Packers and agreed to a one-year $77 million contract with their biggest rival. Darnold played last season for San Francisco and gets a one-year $10 million deal. His deal was confirmed by a person with knowledge of the terms who spoke to the Associated Press on conditions of anonymity because it had not been yet signed. A one-on-one week knocks Marquette down a couple of notches, but the team stays in the top 10 of multiple college basketball polls. The Golden Eagles are ranked number 10 in both the AP and USA Today polls. They've been in the top 10 teams in 16 of the 19 weekly polls this week, I should say. Coach Shaka Smart's team is seeded third in the Big East Conference tournament. They will take on the winner of the Villanova-DePaul contest on Thursday. The final polls of the season will come out in April 8th after the NCAA title game. And Zach Edey from Purdue repeated as Associated Press's Big Ten Player of the Year, and Matt Painter of the Boilermakers is Coach of the Year for the second straight season. He was the unanimous choice for top honors in balloting by 14 journalists who cover the conference. Illinois' Marcus Damask is the newcomer of the year. Painter, who shared Coach of the Year with Northwestern's Chris Collins in 2023, edged out Nebraska's Fred Hoiberg by one vote for this year's award. The 7'4", 300-pound Edie leads the Big Ten with 24.2 points and 11.7 rebounds per game. And the Milwaukee Brewers will be playing spring training action tonight against the Chicago Cubs. That game is at 8:05 tonight. And tomorrow, the Brewers will be taking on the White Sox, and we will be covering that contest on WRCE 107.7, as well as AM 1450. First pitch for that contest will be at 3:10, with the pregame starting at around 3 o'clock. WRCE Sports is sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959, and Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCE Sports, I'm Tim Thede.